So, Bob, what religion are you converting to now?
The self-genius.
The all-power genius.
Yes, dear friends, welcome to Hour of Slack number 1041, which is going to be a cheat because I'm going to play a 20-year-old rerun from 1986 of Hour of Slack number 83. And it was recorded at the KNON station in Dallas, which later kicked us off the air for not being something enough. And anyway, it's a wonderful show, though. This the theme of this one was creationism, and something about it makes it seem perfectly fresh today, as if it were recorded just this very morning in the year of 2006. This background music is by The Cosmics.
New pattern of perfect happiness and restoration. Day by day, you will become more and more relaxed. Each day, you will experience a new delightful sense of quiet peace and perfect contentment. This enjoyable sensation will launch you into a quiet sea of heavenly peace and harmony, where you will float in a pleasant rhythm.
This is the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack here on KNON 90.9 FM in Dallas, Texas. The Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour. It's like, and friends, this is one to keep those headphones on, keep those tape decks recording and bootlegging, because this show, particular one, is going to be filled with music of all kinds. And you'll see, this right now is a great new Subgenius, Zug's Rift. And you can actually find this one at the record store, strangely enough. Almost everything else here played tonight on the Hour of Slack, sponsored by KNON, the Church of the Subgenius. These aren't things that you can buy in the stores, generally. But you can call the Willa Dobbs here at 823-9-OLFNUMBUS or 828-9-OLFNUMBUS. And find out where to find out that information, because we can't tell you tonight, but you can write the post office box that comes at the end of the broadcast. The dear friends, oh yeah.
Happiness and security. Refreshed and gloriously alive with a firm conviction that each day will bring forth a definite change for the better within you.
Yeah, well, that's what they
and
all
in
say.
All of your affairs.
But I've got this great new theme music. Actually, we've used this stuff before a long time ago. Some of y'all might remember this. We have no idea where it comes from, but I think you'll agree that this is the perfect opening music for the Hour of Slack.
No, it is showtime. Come with me, and you will see. We are stepping high. What is the name of our show? Stepping high, high, high. Now, boys and girls, let's feel we can dance to the rhythm of stepping high. If you are ready, let's go and dance. Let's do that time step and dance. Dance to the music of stepping high, stepping high, high in the sky. We will dance, we will sing to please you. You are stepping high, high, baby, but don't forget that I am here.
Yes, dear friends, that man is driven by Bob Dobbs. He's got to be. He's got to be. This is Ken Nordine.
Sometimes I wonder if I know where I'm going. I go for a walk like this, and it seems I have been walking for years and years and years. And I don't know where I'm going. I hear the sound leading me on. And I don't know where it is taking me. I see people rushing someplace. They seem to know where they're going. And they're getting there in such a hurry. But where am I going? You know where you're going. Maybe you could tell me. And then I could go along with you.
What's the matter with you, bud? You in a fog?
Sorry. I figure that someday everything will clear up. And then I'll know where I'm going. Sometimes I feel as if I'm getting closer. Like now. Yes, I am getting closer. You hear? The sound is getting louder. Yes. But it's getting blacker. And blacker. And blacker.
But when you're lost, you're a nobody. You're just a lost person, that's all. And unless and until someone or something gets you straightened around so that you know which direction to travel, you just don't amount to very much. You're not worth anything to yourself, and you're not worth anything to anybody else.
Britain, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Verse 14, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood, destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. These verses, whether we admit it or not, are a description of all of us before we came to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these are for all of us. And when Paul wrote here to the Colossians, he was saying to them, that's your past. He said in verse 21, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked work, yet now have been reconciled. And we were all alienated in our minds by wicked works. That's our past. That was their past. And that's our past tonight. That's the past. But the second thing we see is the present.
endeavor to permeate every facet of American society. It got crowded in the closet, so we're finally coming out. We're thumping on our Bibles and building up our clout. We're all the Lord's lieutenants, and there's nothing we can't do. To prove it, we're now making our political debut. Oh, we're the moral majority, we're holier than thou. By God, we're here to tell you what we will and won't allow. We're out to purge the nation of its humanistic bent. A separate church and state, we've simply given up for Lent.
Get us wrong, we still believe that prayers will save our souls. But when we want them answered, we'll say them at the polls. And talk about successes, we're as pleased as we can be. We've sent Jimmy back to Georgia, we've moved Bonzo to D.C.
We socked it to McGovern and to Culver, Church and Pye. We'll stack them up like cordwood, 'cause God is on our side. And that was just a preview of 1982. What we've got planned is sure to put the fear of God in you. 'Cause we're the moral majority, you'd better mend your ways. When we get done with liberals, we're going after gays. And once they see the light, we'll have to concentrate on Jews.
But what with all these commies, it'll be so hard to choose. I want to talk to you about heaven. You know, some of us are going to get there, and some of us are going to get there rich. But no one's going anywhere on a skimpy budget. You are my sheep, and as your shepherd, I want to please increase your odds for salvation. As the good book says in Philodendron 7:13, you ain't going to get nothing for nothing. It takes money to run this church, the TV programs, and my Cadillac. You have any idea what just one of these little pinky rings cost me?
We never seem to get good press. It's always filthy lies.
Why, you can call my wife right now. I never proselytize.
And if we burn a book or two, it's 'cause they're so obscene. And heading up our list right now is Penthouse Magazine. 'Cause we're the moral majority, we're launching our attack. We'll ride the train to glory, 'cause we got the inside track. We've got the goods on ERAs, all two has got to go. There never was the slightest doubt, the Bible tells us so.
Looking under your bed, you're searching in your closets, and the wires up to your head. You're checking out your urine, you're checking it twice. So there ain't no doubt about who's naughty and who's nice. We listen to your records and read your magazines in order to determine which of them are to obscene. We don't like quotes from Darwin, school children's texts. So we're getting rid of them. Ernest Hemingway is next. So praise the Lord and pass the scissors. We got a lot of work to do. Watch what you smoke and watch what you drink and watch what you watch and watch what you think. 'Cause you know that we are. As we cut to paste the burn and tear and cover statues and cubic hairs. As the big leaks. Our kids are buying porno right underneath our nose. A picture of Madonna in sin-inducing pose. Well, how can little Johnny be expected to resist something as erotic and as temptuous as this? Now we're so busy fighting to save the world from ruin that there's no time to check on what little Johnny's doing. So we'll just pass the law. We got something out of books. No more responsibility, it lets us off the hook.
one of the press reviews is simple. All you gotta do is hire some lawyers. And work real hard to get on TV. Soon it's likely you will be testifying in Congress. Now we got beliefs, just like you and you and you. The difference between us is that our beliefs are true. Now we're talking on talk shows and making up our facts. We're picking up convenience stores to get Playboy off the racks. We're strong and getting stronger, and we're starting to get away. The truth is we can hardly wait until election day. We daydream of controlling the whole of government. We've even found a candidate to run for president.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Pat Robertson.
Dear friends, that last one was, that came in a home recordings sampler that was sent to us last week from the Free Thoughts group. That was Voodoo Mark, dear friends, doing a song called Censored. And what you're hearing now is Reverend D.K. Jones. Actually, D.K. Jones and John Holbrook. So do it. Why not? What have you got to lose? A little time, maybe?
Why clutter up your world with a lot of hard-to-perceive subtleties? You either like a thing or you don't. And in your case, it's the former. That's why we like you. And that's why we're always looking for quicker, easier ways to tell you so. Slogans, jingles, logos, ways of reaching out and touching you the way you want to be touched. Slightly. Who are we? We're the real people. The people who make you real. So real you can almost hear yourself. More real than you've ever been before. But then, you've never been at all before us. In fact, nothing has. And not even very much of that. Not even this sentence. Because when we say disposable, we could mean just about anything.
Oh, thank you, Michael Pepe. Yes, I've been playing little bits and pieces of that rant for quite a... One of these days, I'm just going to force y'all to hear every bit of it. With D.K. Jones in the background. And so we move on to Plato's Nightclub by Reverend Clay Animation. Another
still skeptical?
Inexplicable one. Yeah, I'm
trying
to skeptical.
Try this simple test.
Execute a low block to defend yourself. Then, in order to prevent your opponent from attacking again, it is recommended that you quickly apply a counterattack, such as a reverse straight middle punch. The primary target of this counterattack should be the eyes, if possible. So the opponent is first blinded before you follow through with a second punch to the solar plexus or a kick to the groin.
But we must set as our goal not just limited, but reducing and finally destroying these terrible weapons so that they cannot destroy civilization.
Nothing can stop the United States of America.
That's the thing that separates the U.S. survey from the Red Shinks and all the mother losers.
It's as though any cares or problems have been set aside and nothing matters.
Remember to kick.
It's almost over.
It is called carbon dioxide.
It's almost over.
some great and beautiful music we've been playing these past 4 years, but the way I see it, from here on, is shake, rattle, and roll.
Rally for the Reagan Revolution, but such a warning could be the result of the greenhouse effect.
I don't think any of us looks forward to people being executed. I wish there never had to be one.
Remember Ballad of the Green Berets? This is by Pink Bob. Pink Bob, he calls himself.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say.
Anyway.
Well, you could probably handle a rifle or carry one of those automatic rifles very well. How much do you weigh?
About 125.
Well, you'll gain a little weight and probably make a fine soldier. Actually, there's nothing wrong with women serving in the armed forces. The women of many nations have fought alongside their men. Nigeria, for example.
Well, I don't know. I think that even if you're not big enough to carry a rifle and fight, you could serve in desk jobs. It takes up the men's time that they could be fighting.
Did you help celebrate the women's lib movement here in Dallas recently?
No, sir, I didn't, because the women that want to be liberated don't want to be drafted.
Well, I've seen a few of these women who want to be liberated, and I guarantee you that they have their problems there. It will take a national movement to for a man to get close to them. I may say that.
It's going to take something.
Tell you it is. All right, thank you very much, sweetheart.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Trash, made good Bloody Marys, kept her mouth shut most of the time, and a little chihuahua named Carlos that had some kind of skin disease and was totally blind. They had a thoroughly modern kitchen, self-cleaning oven, the whole bit. Frank drove a little sedan. They were so happy.
We've encountered so much hassles from the police.
Attention, Earth people. You had better give. Beware, Earth people. Beware.
Tonight's episode of The Hour of Slack is underwritten by the Weeping Cyclops Insignia Company, Pilgrim. The Weeping Cyclops Insignia Company, fine purveyors of Dobbs-approved churchwear, including t-shirts, buttons, and custom-made Dobbs golf shirts. That's the Weeping Cyclops Insignia Company, serving the public since God knows when. At P.O. Box, Dallas, Texas, 5148. Thanks, Weeping Cyclops Insignia Company, for supporting KNON and the Hour of Slack.
Dear friends, this is Reverend Don Truby. You're listening to off his post-hip Gnosis album. And while I'm at it, I'll get to that later. This song won't last long enough for me to get to it now. So we'll just go straight to the guest testimonial here. Testimonial from a dear friend.
Around this time, a kindly reverend came along. He asked me if I knew Bob as my personal savior. Of course, I recoiled at such a thing. Oh, no, I said. I gave it the office. Well, he patiently told me he knew of my inner turmoil. He gave me a phone number. Just a phone number. Counselors will be available day and night, he told me. I prepared to toss it away. After all, I could make it on my own. I didn't need Bob. But having the number began to pull at me. I, one lonely night, went over to the computer and with shaky fingers, dialed the number of Baldada BBS. Somehow I made it to the subgenius files. Reading through them, I knew I had arrived home. They were talking about me. I just had to join. I knelt down and said in a loud cry, "Oh, Bob, I know now." A heavenly sound tinkled in my ears, the sound of being logged off for no more time. Since then, the going has been rough. All my friends look at me with the evil eye, look as they quickly cover themselves with wolf's bane to arm themselves against me. And horror of horrors, I have lost my access to that wonderful Christian BBS, the Ark. But I am happy in the knowledge of I now know it all, and Bob is responsible. Bob is so neat because I tell him what his will is, and he lets me do it. And if I want something, I just put in an order with him.
Oh, thank you, dear Reverend Frank. Now, friends, I gotta talk. This is the swinging love corpses running in the background here, and I need to bring. This is a project I'm working on personally, but I need help. I need the help from y'all, and that's help with drugs, dear friends. I need help with drugs. Drugs are of interest to some Hour of Slack listeners, I think, for four different kinds of reasons. Well, I hope this next music coming up here is okay. One reason is, of course, a lot of subgeniuses just plain like to get high, and those are the hedonites, you know, the hedonistic type subgeniuses. Second group are people with a sincere interest in altered states, the kind of mysto-scientific interest. Third group is people who probably almost got killed, got in terrible trouble with drugs and want to prevent it happening to others. And, of course, the fourth kind is the people who hate all drugs without really knowing what's going on. Now, I want to put together a book. I just finished my second book, so this is for real. I want to put together a book of collected bad trip anecdotes, dear friends, in your own words or your friend's own words. I guess the only logical name for a book like this would be Bummer. But it'd be a collection of bummer tales, folks. And I want you to start sending those in. I'm going to mention this every now and then on the Hour of Slack. Because it's a socially redeemable sort of cause. In other words, for the youth of America who are... might be considering a heavy psychedelic dose. This is the kind of thing that just might make them go, maybe I'll wait. Maybe I'll wait till I'm about 50 or so. And for those for whom it's just too late to be helped, well, it would be a barrel of laughs. So do send those in, too. And I'm going to read this box the number again at the end of the broadcast. And this is also where to write for information about any of the stuff we're playing. And that's right to Bob. Either Will or I'll probably actually open the envelope. But you never know. You never know. That's Bob at P.O. Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Once again, that's P.O. Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
And friends, even though this show you're listening to is from 1986, that deal is still on. The reason I'm running an ancient rerun is because we're working on our fifth book, the Bobliographon, Subgenius Cyclopedia of Slack. And it's kind of a tight deadline. Anyway, after that, why not? We'd got a lot of great stuff for the original Bummers project, which then... never flew, although I did give some of the material to Paul Krasner for his book about similar things. And you can check out our current modern-day information at www.subgenius.com or email stang@subgenius.com. Thank you!
Jesus. together?
Yeah, well,
no, you're mixing it up. That's the educational channel. Those are
Reverend Ganglia.
Subgenius hearings. Look, see, there you are testifying again.
Hector Heaven. Well, that's a rerun from yesterday. But they think they're going to fool the American public playing the same confessions over and over again. I was drunk. I mean, that was faked. I mean, that's not me. You can tell that's not me. That's this other Dallas guy who looks like me. They paid him to get up there and confess to all sorts of ridiculous things, like working for a living and so forth. Things a subgenius minister would be caught dead doing. I don't get it. I don't care how repugnant the idea of prairie squid, physical love with a land mollusk, may be repugnant to some of these more polished ears of these San Francisco liberals.
We're going
to
nail these guys, let me tell you.
I think so. We got enough lawyers. We got enough money. We got time. We got press releases. I think
that's right.
Got,
we have the we sponsors. The listeners
gavel
are going to sponsor
we got
this.
It, so.
Yes, we got to keep the sponsors happy, PM. Now I've got a great new program in mind. If you can just sit down in the conference room and we'll do it.
Okay, well,
show it to us. Plug it into the VCR here.
Yes, let's put it on the stand and see who testifies.
What to do if you are confronted with excessive show.
Okay, we can.
All right,
we can
roll
spin
it.
Off. We can have a spin off. There's a lift
and
his
charming wife.
I'm not sure having a computer generated Robbins there is.
Hello.
Isn't too derivative.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am a HAL 9000 computer.
Well, the survey tested 25 suggestive words and phrases, all less sensitive than the famous, quote, 7 dirty words. Terms receiving the highest unfavorable reaction were prairie squid, slack.
Hello, this is Dr. Chris, and you're tuned to Cephalologically Speaking, where I will try to educate the public on everything you've always wanted to know about prairie squids, but were afraid to ask. Most people today, whether they are single, married, divorced, monogamous, gregarious, or even downright slutty, are unaware of the importance of the nearly extinct prairie squid. This widespread ignorance is the cause of much dissatisfaction with regards to our slippery habits. So, first, you should know that the prairie squid is an intelligent, albeit wild, crazy, and unpredictable mollusk possessed of a long, tubular body, 2 caudal fins, many suckers on its myriad tentacles, and highly developed eyes, or should I say eye. When the prairie squid is excited, such as in the instance of being engaged in the act of social intercourse, they emit a copious amount of black ink. It is this ink that is used to enhance the sensations inherent in what the teenagers of today anachronistically call squidding. It is sad to note that our friend, the prairie squid, is no longer an integral part of our modern relationships. They have been shunned by the puritanical segment of society and have been herded into these so-called prairie squid reservations. It is on these reservations that the prairie squid is harassed, abused, and what have you, by the neo-Nazi groups who even go so far as to lynch these creatures. They become self-pitying fourth-class citizen mollusks, suffering from such psychological problems as alcoholism, drug abuse, gambling, depression, and most tragically, suicide. There is a hopeful future for the prairie squids, thanks to the efforts of the Subgenius Foundation. They are establishing Save Our Prairie Squid centers all across the U.S. to combat the malicious neglect and prejudice against the prairie squid. Food, shelter, and recreation programs utilizing purient underground adult comic books are just the beginning for our struggle to reinstate the prairie squids to the rightful place in the master bedrooms of the world. But this requires requires money, and some Genius Foundation's funds for the SOPs programs are dwindling to dangerous levels. So please, won't you find it in your heart to give to the Save Our Prairie Squid program? For more information, write to the Subgenius Foundation at P.O. Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. www.subgenius.com.
And always remember, use condiments and good squidding.
Be from the third book of Gaddis, the words of the prophet McCandless. And he said unto them, if there are forces of evil in high places, then they have to be the fundamentalists. Look you at the brawls over equal time in the schools for teaching evolution and this laundered genesis they palm off as creation science. Well, there can't be a creation without a creator. If there's a clock, there must be a clockmaker. Oh, they've got all the answers. Show them a zircon from Mount Naria in Australia that's 4 billion years old. Show them these fossilized skeletons of Proconsul Africanus from 18 million years ago that just turned up in Lake Victoria and may really be the missing link, and they just say, fine, fine, just fine. Well, if this creator could produce the heavens and the earth and the whole shebang in just 6 days, well, he'd certainly be able to produce a real interesting history to go along with it. Now, wouldn't he? They'll point to a billion-year-old Precambrian rocks on top of Cretaceous shale to disprove geological sequence and lump the whole thing into the flood. And God destroyed the earth's inhabitants with water because of men's wickedness. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the whole geological record goes down into 40 days of rain. They go on and on about how we've been brainwashed by evolution theory, but we can't produce the missing link. And then they jump on the Piltdown fraud and the Nebraska man that turned out to be a pigstew. So the missing link is a fraud. Evolution is all a fraud. Geology, astronomy, physics, all of it's a fraud. But there's nothing in there about the fossil fragments of the Samburu Hills, where the strat is 15 million years old. Nothing about those fossil bones and 3 million years of volcanic ash up in the Afar Triangle. Nothing about all those hominid fossils at that site in the Gregory Rift. No, they wanted the missing link produced right now. And you know, the whole time it was standing up there in front of them, praying about the powers of darkness. Is not my word as like unto the fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock? Well, yes, stupidity is like that. You put a hammer in its hand, everything looks like a nail. It's the same thing you're up to out there on the television channels. That video freak show telling the ignorant that this full gospel witnessing is the only weapon we've got against the spread of Marxism, even unto darkest Africa. Fighting those forces of evil that want to stop their glorious mission of spreading stupidity from one end of the dark continent to the other. And I'm not talking about ignorance, friends. I'm talking about stupidity. If you want ignorance, you can find it right there at that site on Lake Rudolph, right up there in the Gregory Rift. Hominid fossils, stone tools, hippo bones, all of it caught in a volcanic burst 2 or 3 million years ago. That was ignorance, but that was also the dawn of intelligence. And what we have here and now is its eclipse. Stupidity is the deliberate cultivation of ignorance. That's what we've got here. These smug, born-again idiots with their pious smiles, they just can't stand the idea that they're descended from that gang at Lake Rudolph banging around with their stone hammers trying to learn something. No, no, they think God put them here in their cheap suits and their bad neckties in his own image. Did you know that almost half the damn people in this country believe that man was created about 8 or 10,000 years ago, pretty much like he is today? That's right. They believe that. All of this despite the fossil record going back billions of years. And of course, the record is full of gaps, full of arguments as to how evolution really happened. And so they use those to say that it never did happen. We have the questions and they have all the answers. They dress up Genesis and call it science. They go back from Malachi, counting up all those begats and begats and begats, and the creation took place on October 26, 4004 B.C. at 9 a.m. Bingo. Now that's what they call the scientific method. Did anybody see it? No, no. It's revealed. Yes, friends, it's revealed right here in the first couple of pages of Genesis. It's what you call revealed wisdom. You talk about having business with the Bible. Walk down any street in Smackover, Georgia, somebody you've never seen in your life comes right up and asks you if you've been saved. As if it was any of his damn business, but he thinks it is. The prevailing IQ in this country is about 100 or slightly lower. Great dogs talk about Africa, the dark continent. This is the dark continent. And I'll tell you something. This revelation is the last refuge ignorance finds from reason. Revealed truth is the one weapon stupidity's got against intelligence. And that's what the whole damn thing is all about. Look at that judge down in Georgia who said that until textbooks were changed to the Christian ethic, there was no possibility that crime, violence, venereal disease, and abortion rates would decrease. And what about those charming literary hit squads right here in Texas who keep an eye out for school books and undermine patriotism, free enterprise, religion, or parental authority? Nothing official, of course, just your good American vigilante spirit hunting things down. Well, you can't have books that erode absolute values by asking questions to which they offer no firm answers. You see, you can't do that. Same damn thing all over. We've got a lot of questions, but they've got all the answers. And they're up there busy advising the state committees on school books, and there must be over 25 states in the union where school boards cannot buy textbooks that have not been selected by the state committee. Well, you think Texas want one that talks about land distribution in Central America or any place else? You talk about censorship and they'll howl like stuck pigs. No, they don't censor. They let the publisher do it for them. $60, $70 million a year, that's what Texas spends on school books. And with that kind of money, the addition is so big it wipes out anything else. Well, do you think any publisher wants to stay in business and make money?
Oh, dear friends, that was the amazing and startling G. Gordon Gordon. I'm not sure when that thing ends. That rant, for all I know, could go on for days. If this cassette was, it's a 24-hour cassette, sure enough. I bet it does. Oh, once again, you can write for that information from P.O. Box
181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118, www.subgenius.com.
It's spookier than ever.
No, he wasn't drunk. He was... It was just his way. Yeah.
What? You ordered your specials. What's wrong?
This will mean the extinction of all existing life forms.
You haven't even tasted it yet.
What do you ask? You know, hostility is like a psychic boomerang.
I can't believe this planet. Fried eggs. Yuck!
What happened?
How the hell did you do that?
My powers are growing.
Watch out!
It is time now.
What's that?
It is the code key. It will activate the laser spectroscope when I use it tonight to bring down the other dark overlords.
The others?
Now he's got a whole gang. Well, screw him.
Then he thought to himself,
our timing will be perfect. The eggs will hatch at the exact moment we land. No one in the Shining Realm suspects what is about to happen, not even Dargon. The rest will be history.
Oh, puh.
Gentlemen, there are some people like that.
It's a horrible thing, this show.
Yes, it is. And no one knows how to clean it off either.
Yeah, if ignorance isn't bliss, I don't know what it is.
Well, maybe it's not bliss, but...
Or who it is.
It's easy.
Ah, the radio.
All over you.
We'll be awake soon.
Okay. What we'd like to do now, of course, is remember the, a lot of people would miss.
And the bus plunged off the bridge and into the icy...
Now I can comprehend. Now I genuinely understand.
What's
that button for?
Wise one. Lost at this particular time.
That's what it really happens as. We learned how to do that some years ago, and now look at us. We are here, successful and on the air. You two caller can have this show if you want. Just come on down and don't play stuff like that. You better listen up, general public, because...
If you obey society's rules, you will be society's fools. You will obey, and then disobey. You'll disobey, but then you'll obey. Oh.
relative thing. And so we got to expand. Sooner or later, the Church of the Subgenius will be able to have food outreaches and, you know, deliver pieces of Bob's body to all those starving people out there. First, I'll have to praise Bob first.
Reverend Stang, what's the slack situation out in the third world? I mean, do they have slack over in, let's say, some of those emerging African nations or over in Southeast Asia?
Yeah, we have worked in Africa, and particularly around Nairobi, and also in China. And those people intuitively understand slack better than most of we so-called civilized peoples. You know, it's like slack is something, it's something you're born with, friends. All of you were born with original slack, but the conspiracy comes and takes it away. And in the third world, the conspiracy is stronger, but slack is also stronger. So when Bob gets into the third world, which is happening now, of course, in China, he's called Bong, and in Africa, he looks different, but it's still the same. It's the same Bob, friends, because Bob does not change. He's ever changing, but it's the same Bob.
Praise Bob.
There you go. Get along, little Bobbies.
Praise Bob.
We're coming near to the harvest, dear friends.
If you would like to call here at the radio station, once again, you can talk to the Reverend Ivan Stang or the Reverend D.K. Jones or Sister Cressa, priestess, high priestess of Slack here, 201-266-7979.
Oh, what a lie.
Oh,
We should mention that.
Yeah, we should mention that. That's actually not that wasn't even the station you were listening to. And that wasn't the right phone number, neither. And it doesn't matter, because this is Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Ladies and gentlemen, most people record songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke. Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain. The band and I have just returned from the General Hospital, where we caught a man in the right position. We named this song Constipation Blues.
I feel all right. Yes, I'm beginning to feel all right now. Splash! Splash! Yeah, yeah, I tell you, everything's gonna be all right.
So NATO is it's not
the Soul Genius Hour of
From PR News in Washington, I'm churning with top winds near 15 miles per hour. It was a disappointing week for Wyoming. Western politicians has an abysmal human rights record. This is PR. The U.S. military says that the country would save nearly 50 billion inmates over 20 years. Residents in the Florida panhandle are making preparations in the event they have to endure yet another PR news.
The IRS.